Hare Krishna. I would like to begin reading my glorious master. This book is subtitled Remembrances of Prabhupada's Mercy on a Fallen Soul. This book tells of Srila Prabhupada's kindness to me. I am its author. Perhaps for that reason, I've hesitated beginning this Krishna Katha. But I shall begin now. Se bhakti danya yena chade prabodha charana. Se prabodha danya yena chade nija jana. Dudaiva sevaka jadi yaya anyastane. Se takora danya tare chule dari ani. Glorious is that devotee who does not give up the shelter of his Lord, and glorious is that Lord who does not abandon his servant. If by chance a servant falls down and goes somewhere else, glorious is that master who captures him and brings him back by the hair, from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antilila 4, 46 through 47. I offer thousands of prostrated obeisances to my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada was certainly merciful to me, who was undeserving of his kindness. I tried to escape his mercy many times during his presence on this planet, but at each turn, he grabbed me by the hair and pulled me back. He is thus the glorious master mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I aspire to become a worthy and eternal servant of such a glorious master. This is the preface to the revised edition. My glorious master was written as an offering to Srila Prabhupada in 1996, the year ISKCON celebrated the centennial anniversary of Prabhupada's birth. The 9 years I describe, 1968 to 1977, start from my 21st birthday and end several months into my 30th year. In 1994 through 1995, when I was writing this book, I was able to meditate on these earlier events in my life with enough distance that a drop of balance seeped into how I viewed them. But how my comments would change were I writing this book today. This is a revised edition, but I chose to leave how I describe the events and my comments on them from the 1990s, essentially as they were written, because they accurately document my life at the time the events occurred and my thoughts on those events 2 decades later. What I did change from the first edition, I added a number of previously unpublished photographs. I also edited some of the language used in the first edition to make some things clearer. I corrected several inaccuracies that had inadvertently slipped into the original text. And especially, I softened a few of my comments and attitudes that 20 years later now seem too absolute. On one occasion, I deleted an event unessential to my story, to soothe a disagreement between God brothers. I was helped in this revision, as always, by my wife Jagaturini Dasi, who discovered a treasure of letters she had written to her mother in the 1970s, during the time she was in Los Angeles and we were together in Hong Kong. She also uncovered a transcript of the interview she gave Satsarupa Das Goswami for his biography of Srila Prabhupada. Both these primary sources, plus her critical reading of my book, proved helpful in the book's revision. Reading again about the events that happened almost 40 years ago, but remain foundational to my life today, was sometimes delightful and sometimes confronting. As I reviewed the actions and thoughts of a less mature version of myself, I saw the complexities of my conditioning and my own simpleness, my arrogance and my innocence, my passion and my sincerity. But what most touched my heart was seeing again the guidance Srila Prabhupada so benignly and consistently bestowed on this fallen soul. Remembrance of it, that guidance, brought me easily into his intimate, deep, affectionate presence. Actually, this focused reminder of his presence in my life was the greatest benefit I received from revising my glorious master. I pray that as you read, you too will be touched by Srila Prabhupada's compassionate concern, his strength, and his sweetness. Okay, we'll end here. Hare Krishna.